With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting FEMA has had to change how they were operating in North Carolina after receiving threats at a time of heightened disinformation about relief efforts.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says that disaster workers paused and then changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts over the weekend in North Carolina, including abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats they could be targeted by a militia. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says it received a call about a man with an assault rifle who commented about possibly harming employees of FEMA working in the hard-hit areas of Lake Lure and Chimney Rock. 44-year-old William Jacob Parsons was later arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States will send more equipment and some troops to Israel, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the direction of President Biden, the Pentagon authorized the deployment of an advanced missile defense system to Israel, along with U.S. military personnel to operate it. A Pentagon spokesman said the system will help bolster Israel's air defenses following Iran's ballistic missile attacks this year. Israel is widely believed to be preparing a military response to Iran's launching of 180 missiles into Israel earlier this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Army leaders say the deployment of a terminal high-altitude area defense battery to Israel and roughly 100 soldiers to operate it will add to strains on the Army's air defense forces. The top two Army leaders said Monday that it also adds potential delays in modernizing the service's missile defense systems. They declined to provide any details on the deployment. On Wall Street, the Dow by 201 points, the Nasdaq rose 159. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are being stretched this month, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They were already hard at work with people who suffered loss at the hands of Hurricane Helene, and then Hurricane Milton struck. Florida is reeling from the 1-2 punch, and Christian ministries that provide relief are maxing out their budgets to help. A number of these groups, including Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army, have actually been more effective than the federal government at getting help to people fast. Now they need fresh donations to stay on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who sued his ex-wife's friends for helping her obtain an abortion has informed the court that the two sides have reached a settlement, foregoing the need for a trial that would have tested his argument that their actions amounted to assisting in a wrongful death. Attorneys for Marcus Silva and the three women he sued last year have now filed court papers saying they have reached an agreement. This is SRN News. Wall Street's record streak continues.
Stocks rolled to more all-time highs on Wall Street. S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday to build on the record high it set on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average came back from an early loss to add 201 points, that's about 0.5%, to its record. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. The gains followed relatively quiet trading in Europe. Bond trading was closed in the U.S. for a holiday. In China, markets ended mixed. That came after a highly anticipated update from that country's finance minister didn't deliver the additional economic stimulus investors were hoping for. Crude oil prices slipped on worries about cooling demand from China's slowing economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Stellantis is fixing its slowing U.S. sales at the right pace after fumbling a marketing plan earlier this year, CEO Carlos Tavares told reporters. Tavares pushed out the carmaker's chief financial officer and chief operating officers. More details at SRNnews.com.